It is the review, Neil Atkinson hosting with Adam Mealy and Sean Rogers to work through what was Liverpool versus Burnley, which becomes, over the course of it, Sean, just a little bit of a rockier game. And I think that's, we also get to hear about that in the build-up. We get an awareness around what the reality of Liverpool's situation is. There's even some rumours I've heard this morning that, for instance, they weren't able to train at all on Friday. And when you then take that into account, the players in rhythm and fitness, arguably there's only Virgil, McAllister, Jones and the front three. And I wonder whether or not Burnley smelled a bit of blood from their approach as well.
Yes. But first things first, I want to make clear, me and my kids did not have flu and are not responsible in any way, shape or form for passing on disease. Be aware, I was extremely clear on this. we were in like the equivalent of radioactive suits to make sure that everyone was well. So yeah, I'm not taking any blame for that one. Even when you look at the bench, there's an argument that Liverpool in the whole match day squad have got, as you say, six players in form, rhythm, fitness, and that's not ideal going into any game, especially on the back of a defeat, and especially, you know, with the necessary pressure that's involved there. And 1,000,000% you'd be, suppose if you're not smelling blood as Burnley, then what are you doing ultimately? And there's an element of thinking that Liverpool might not be too fluid then from the start. And as you say, I think Liverpool were back in training on the Wednesday, and there was certainly no Gomez, no Thiago. And you suspect as well, I've heard you, Neil, quite rightly say there's a difference between flu, like I've got a temperature, I'm in bed, I'm in a bad way, and then people having a cold, which isn't very pleasant and still is not ideal. And that's where you don't know how many of the Liverpool players have got that element. But then in terms of the lineup, there's a few things that Klopp can do. Like, no one forces him. And I would have done exactly what Klopp had done, by the way, so I'm not trying to be clever here. The alternative is to play McAllister or Endo and put the other one on the bench.